Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 10th of November. Starting off with Aston Martin, which has managed to break through the initial November resistance of 55 pence, retest also last month's resistance around 64 pence. We've got the 200-day moving average at 67 as a target, probably even if we then fail after that. Otherwise, there's a best case scenario target over the next 1 to 2 months as high as a pound, but obviously 80 to 90 pence is post June resistance for the shares. But at least while we're above 55 pence, the upside or the recovery here looks to be still in place. On to Amigo, where we've got hopefully a breakout of this post July triangle. The actual level in question is around the 8 pence number, so an end of day close above 8 pence should be enough to do the trick in terms of giving us a bit more upside for the shares, probably or hopefully up towards the 50-day moving average, at least at 10.16 pence. Obviously there's a lot of resistance but around the 11-12 pence mark there, but interesting that we've got basically a bear trap gap reversal, so the gap there, minor bear trap below the 6 pence floor of July and then up. So that does suggest that there's a possibility, a decent possibility, that there's going to be an intermediate rally here, if not something a bit better. But best case here, probably over the next 1 to 2 months, up to 18 pence, which is the 200-day moving average area. But at least let's go over 10 pence as the initial technical target while we're above 8 for Amigo. Lots of stocks coming out of the woodwork on vaccine hopes, or the effects of hopeful effects of vaccine hopes. One of them is Arena Events. Here we've got shares retesting, a bit like Aston Martin retesting September resistance around 7 pence. Need an end of day close above that to open up the prospect of a July resistance line projection heading up to 10.5 pence. Upside valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 5.5 pence. Hopefully there won't be any break back even below October resistance at 6 pence. Again, we've had bear trap gap reversal at the beginning of November, so breaking the previous floor there, 4.65 pence, and then filling the gap and pushing higher. So maybe it's a Amigo part two for Arena Events. Less familiar stock now, Altitude, but looking rather encouraging on a technical perspective. Again, we had the bear trap, one-day bear trap in this case, below previous October and September support, down to 10 pence and then back up again quite sharply. The view here is that while we're above the 50-day moving average at 13.5 pence, looking towards the top of that July trend channel and the 200-day moving average at 24.8 pence, ideally there's no break back below the late October peak at 14.2 pence, and that's, I suppose, that improves the risk reward on that situation. Cineworld is a stock I managed to avoid for a long time. I did comment on it, but on the fundamental side, but not on the charting side. Here, I suppose the big break here was actually just yesterday's close, actually. The end of day close above the 50-day moving average at 38 pence. That broke neckline resistance at 37 pence as well. The view now is that while we're above the late September peak at 51.5, we could head up to a best case scenario target at that July resistance line projection at 80 pence. You could probably give it down to yesterday's peak at 46.5 pence if you're trying to run the shares up to a higher target, but clearly that is a volatile situation. Costain, not the type of stock I normally cover here on the Bulletin Board Heroes, but these are strange times. Will be useful to see this stock close above the October resistance, just under 45 pence. If we can do that, then hopefully we're heading up towards post-August resistance at 60 pence plus. The line in the sand on the bull argument at the moment, I suppose, is the 50-day moving average of 40.6 pence, but we really want to see the shares remain above that October resistance at 45 if we can. Stock which I did cover before the world turned on the Pfizer vaccine, it was French Connection. I think it was sort of around these levels The 6 to 7p area when it broke the 50-day moving average for the first time. There was some follow through up towards the 10p area, but we then came back to test the 50-day line as new support again. The view here is that with the stock looking so sharp, opening at the low and currently the high of the day, there could be something going here, which is a positive sign for the technicals. 11 pence the target now at the top of that rising August trend channel. That should be in the bag. After that, looking towards 14 pence at the top of that July resistance line projection that I've just drawn now, but at least above the 7.5 pence zone, and that October resistance line looking towards 14 pence for French Connection. Requested stock today comes in the form of Orosur Mining, and here we've got a bit of a hard right shoulder there at 30.5 pence. That's also the area of the 20-day moving average. So if you're not in it, then you'd be looking for an end-of-day close through that level. If we can get that over the next few sessions, then hopefully we can retest the best levels of the year to date above 40 pence. But probably one wouldn't really want to hang around too long if the shares broke yesterday's low at 25 pence on an end-of-day close basis. If you're trying to run the stock, then probably while we're above the 50-day moving average at 18 pence, the upside argument still remains just about in place. Going on to a stock which has been one of the brilliant rises. I did cover it a couple of weeks back, I think, when we were in the early October rally for the shares. What's interesting now is that we've crossed the 200-day moving average. We hit the top of the price channel, the initial target there for the shares around 135. But what's interesting now is if we can remain above the 200-day line on an end-of-day close basis, we can not only retest yesterday's peak at 138, 137, but also we've got a best-case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months as high as £2, which is that late April resistance line projection. Just three stocks to go now in this rather long session. Well, the first one is Stobart, which has broken October resistance at 24.5 pence. Above that, we're looking for the top of the July trend channel and the 200-day moving average at 41.87 pence. That's the rising trend channel there, and reasonable risk reward given that you know, we're only risking down to 24.5 to get as high as 41 or 42 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. More usual fare for the Bulletin Board Heroes comes in the form of the next stock, which is SafeStyle. Here we've had higher lows for October and November to date, which is which was encouraging, and also a break of the 50-day moving average at 34 pence. Above that 50-day line, we've got a chance, obviously, of a retest of September resistance at 58 pence, but also a resistance line projection from March currently pointing as high as 65 pence, which hopefully would be seen as soon as the end of next month. Finishing off again with a more usual Bulletin Board Heroes type stock, Velocis. Here we've had multiple days bouncing on that line of support, rather, from August around the 4.5 pence level. While we're above that, looking for the top of that broadening triangle from July up to 10 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end of day close above the 50-day line at 5.84 pence. That's it for me for now, but join me again later for a sweep of the latest on the pharma stocks at the moment from a technical perspective.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.